We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I am with retired State Supreme Court Judge Penny Wolfgang. And, Your Honor, the filings for lawsuits over child sex abuse claims as part of the Child Victims Act one-year look-back window. How much of a caseload will this mean for the courts?
I believe the courts are going to be inundated with cases because of the attorneys have been waiting and preparing these cases for since the law passed, and this is the deadline tonight, and they're all Wednesday night is the deadline, and they seem to be already prepared to file an overwhelming amount of cases with the courts.
Any estimate on how many cases, a number that the courts could see here in Western New York?
I was just going to say, we have to realize that this is a statewide law. So as far as Western New York goes, we are sort of thinking around the maybe 500, 1,000 mark. But, of course, we really have no way of knowing till it happens.
Judge Wolfgang, the caseloads, how do caseloads like this get divvied up between the various judges in the court system?
I will say that the state court system has been preparing for this for a while, and how we always do divide up cases is pretty much by assignments, computerized really, as far as cases go. But in this instance, the courts are going to have judges assigned, whether it be by district or just in Western New York area alone, assigned to cover these particular matters, these kinds of cases. They're going to specialize in these cases.
Now, with this backload, how long could a case take to be heard? How long could these cases in total take to be heard to completion?
I think it's important for people and the public to realize that just like any case, people will have their day in court, but there are a lot of pre-trial matters, depositions, meetings, deadlines, inquiries that have to take place. A lot of pre-trial discovery takes place before the case even gets to court, no matter what type of case it is. So we're not talking about immediate days in court, immediate trials, immediate settlements. We're talking down the road. It could be a year or more until a lot of these cases are resolved.
And how likely will there be a push for settlements by judges? What power do they have over that?
Just like in any civil case, the matter of settlement is very important to the operation of the court system. If every case that was filed, not just in the child sex abuse matters, but any matter, if every case that was filed actually went to disposition through a trial, of course, that would be years and years until cases are resolved. So in every civil matter, we count on the fact that there's going to be pre-trial settlements between the parties.
And for those who are pursuing these cases in the next year or so, they could wait until August 14th of next year to file these claims. So the staggering of all of that, how helpful could that be in the overloading of the caseload?
I think that's very important. People realize that every case does not have to be filed this moment, this month, this day. There is a year for people to bring their cases to court and for attorneys to bring the necessary papers. So, yes, it's important that they hopefully will be staggered so that the court system can deal with it.
Judge, have you ever seen a matter like this, a certain case like this, where you see the opportunity for hundreds of lawsuits to be filed all at once?
No, it is very unique. I will say, never can I can never think of an instance where a law went into effect that resulted in so many people going to court or bringing their cases to court. The only time you can think of matters like this is when there's a class action where everybody who is, for example, suing for asbestos injuries or something like that, they have a class action. But here we're talking about individual cases, and it's very unusual for a law to go in effect such as this, which results in so many lawsuits.
We talked about the divvying up of the cases. How are the judges themselves preparing for cases like this?
You know, judges are used to judging cases and following the law and listening to attorneys and making decisions. And I don't really think this is going to be any different than any other lawsuit as far as the application of the judges, or as far as the work of the judges go. We studied the law, we looked at the law, we've interpreted it, we're going to interpret it as best we can. We're going to listen to both sides, hear their arguments of the plaintiffs and the defendants, and decide the case. The case is, I think, just as we would any other matter.
But they're prepared for the caseload.
They're doing the best they can. As I said, it's very unique to have a law go into effect resulting in a bunch of hundreds and statewide of cases all at one time. It's very unusual situation and circumstances. So the courts and statewide have been preparing and have been having, you know, meetings and getting together and trying to decide proper procedures to handle all of these cases. I don't think that people should expect dispositions immediately as the cases are filed. I think everyone has to realize that there is a procedure. There are procedures that must be followed, and they take time, so that all the parties, not just because the courts take time, but because the pretrial depositions and pretrial discovery and all that goes into the cases to bring a case to court, they are required by law for both sides, for the benefit of the plaintiff and the defendant. So I don't think people should be expecting immediate resolutions of these matters.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.